Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. There's a couple of ways you can get a hold of me. You can email me, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's, tuttle@gmail.com. If you watched my YouTube live stream last night, I talked a little bit about how I'm building a studio here at the Hobo Fish Camp in the shed. I've already gotten all the soundproofing and stuff, and I hopefully will be able to take phone calls soon. But for now, I want to get interaction from you. You can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. So, yesterday, big story. I mean, we got a lot of stuff going on in our country right now. We got the condo collapse down in South Florida. I'm going to be playing a story later about a real-life Grand Theft Auto situation that happened here in Orlando, Florida, plus a fire truck explosion. Firework explosion that ended up happening out in Los Angeles, California. I guess they got really, really strict firework laws out there, and the cops really, really fucked up on this one. But before I get into those, I want to get into the Bill Cosby audio. This scumbag was actually released from jail yesterday. And I know a lot of people are making this a racial thing. You know, that was brought up a couple of times, the injustice of what was done to a black man. Well, let's talk about that, okay? What I'm trying to say, this is not a racial thing at all. This is a class situation. And by class, I'm not talking about being classy. I'm talking about class. The rich, the powerful, the elite, they get to do what they want. They get a pass because of their image. We all looked at Bill Cosby like America's dad. You know, he always talked about how his comedy, it's harder not to work blue. And if you don't know what blue is, that means cursing during your stand-up set. I really feel like he thought he was better than everybody else. And I mean, I will admit, he was funny. And it is harder to get laughs when you're limited on what you can say. But he had everybody fooled. If this would have been me or you or anybody that listens to the podcast that I do, your ass would still be in jail. What is this also going to do to women that have been sexually assaulted? Women that have been raped, women that have been date raped with drugs like roofies or anything like that? Is this going to make them where they're not going to come out now? That they're not going to speak out against their attacker, their abuser, the person that raped them? I really do think that this is going to have a ripple effect when it comes to sexual abuse in the Me Too movement. It is. Like, I guarantee you, I would not be surprised if you one day saw Harvey Weinstein out of jail. And please, Felicia Rashad, oh man. I need to go back and read some of her timeline. She posted something, and she completely got roasted on Twitter last night. Actually had to close her account down, not down, but where people couldn't make comments and stuff. It was pretty crazy. I might try to find some of those and read those to you after the story.
We love you, Mr. Cosby!
You know how everybody wants to talk about the United States being the best country in the world? Right there shows you why the rest of the world hates us. That was a woman outside of Bill Cosby's house yelling, "I love you, Cosby." What the fuck is going on? That is a woman. Are people such marks that they don't even care what happened to somebody? Somebody getting raped, somebody getting taken advantage of. And as a woman, you're out there celebrating. That is the main problem that we have here in our country. We worship celebrities too much. We do. I think this all started with the whole Kardashian thing. We started, oh man, what? And these people that read these magazines, like People or Esquire, we got to see what type of moisturizing cream Leonardo DiCaprio is using on his face. No, these people all put their underwear, they all put their socks and shoes on the same way that we do. But we worship them. We worship them even though over 30 people came out and said that Bill Cosby raped them. And I've talked to some people. I really have. You know, there is a double-edged sword when it comes to this. I know that I might get a little bit of hate out of this, but some of those women, I'm not saying that what was done to them was right. But what do you think is going to happen when you are going up to Bill Cosby's room? You know he's married, right? He asked you to come up there. You know, Bill Cosby is supposed to be America's dad. A goody two-shoes or whatever. Does no wrong. And maybe that is why the women went up there. Because a lot of people say, oh, well, the women knew what they were doing. No, not really. Because Cosby was nothing but a chameleon. He was showing you one thing and wanted to do another.
Tonight, Bill Cosby is a free man. His conviction tossed out. His record wiped clean. He cannot be retried. He appeared briefly before reporters outside his home.
The day innocence came to Mr. Cosby.
Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that the decision to charge Cosby with sexual assault in 2015 was an affront to fundamental fairness, and the prosecution violated Cosby's due process. Late today, Cosby calling into a radio show.
This is for all the people who have been imprisoned wrongfully, regardless of race, color, or creed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I met them in there.
You know, this kind of relates to what I was talking about yesterday, about there being a hierarchy, a code of conduct when it comes to being in prison and amongst criminals. Even though they're criminals and they steal, they at least have some rules. Some of them do. But there's just some scumbags that just do whatever they want to do. But what I'm trying to say is no women, no children, no animals. And Bill Cosby's acting like he was out there hanging out, lifting weights in the yard, getting swole. No. You really think Cosby was in Gen Pop? There is no fucking way. You want to know why? Because a lot of these people, they are in there for life. They have nothing else to live for. And guess what? It would be a feather in somebody's cap to fuck Bill Cosby. And I don't want you to think I'm saying that the people in jail are gay. No, they're not gay. They're not gay at all. And I know Cosby's not gay, but they really, really don't care if you're gay or not. So let's not act like you are out there, like I said, you know, trading cigarettes, rolling dice on some cardboard or something with the rest of the prisoners. No, because they all would have been fighting over Bill Cosby's asshole. I'm just saying, Bill Cosby would be holding another inmate's pockets if he was out there with the general population.
The 83-year-old was serving a 3 to 10 year sentence in maximum security prison.
I could only imagine. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to dwell on an inmate bragging about fucking Bill Cosby. But could you imagine the biggest, baddest guy in the prison coming up?
Yo, Cosby, I want to make a pudding pop on my penis after I pull it out of your BH.
No. Yes, they do want to make a pudding pop on their penis. It would be a brag. I got to tell you, if I was in prison for life and I was Bill Cosby's, like, come on, he's old and feeble. He wouldn't put up that much of a fight. I'm sure, I mean, I don't know how freaky Bill Cosby was back in the day. I don't know if he was into ass play or whatever. So you get a virgin butthole, America's dad, yes, face down, ass up. That's the way the inmates like to fuck.
After a jury found him guilty in 2018 of sexually assaulting Andrea Constant.
The more and more I'm looking at this, maybe Bill Cosby was in gym pop. And I'm not, well, I am shock jocking. I don't want anybody to think that ugly women do not get sexually assaulted or manly looking women don't get assaulted. But come on, man. Jesus Christ, Bill. You could do better than this woman. I'm telling you. Like, seriously. And I'm not trying to make light of the situation, but come on, man, have you seen this woman? I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but I mean, if you're a sexual predator, you're not going for a chuck steak. You're going for a prime rib all day.
At the time, Cosby's other accusers celebrated the verdict outside the court.
I feel like I'm dreaming. Can you pinch me?
Constand, a former Temple University employee, said Cosby drugged and sexually assaulted her in his Pennsylvania home in 2004. Cosby said the interaction was consensual. In 2005, the district attorney at the time, Bruce Castor, who later would go on to be one of President Trump's impeachment attorneys, did not bring charges. Castor testified that there was not enough evidence, but instead he made a verbal agreement not to prosecute Cosby if he would give a deposition in Constand's civil case. That same deposition became the basis for a new DA to charge him 10 years later, days before the statute of limitations expired. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court says prosecutors broke the promise.
I've never understood that. You do know, like, when cops have you in an interrogation room, they can lie to you. They can lie right to your face to get you to admit something. So why can't the lawyers do the same thing? I just don't understand that. I thought the only time, like, double jeopardy type laws came into play were on capital murder trials when you were facing the death penalty. I thought you could only be tried once for that. So you're telling me that just because we made a promise that even though this guy admits to what he's doing, we're going to let him walk? And also, is anybody bringing up the fact if this promise was made, once again, our political leaders, the people that are in place to hold the laws and stuff, why did they allow that trial even to go to trial? Because it was a big waste of money. You put this woman that was sexually assaulted through all this, and then you just let this scumbag out of there. I'm telling you right now, I would not be shocked. And I'm not saying I'm hoping or saying for anybody to do this, but I would not be shocked if we saw in the news in the near future of somebody taking out America's dad, Bill Cosby. It could be a friend, a family, a loved one. Hell, I know that if I was raped, like this woman says she was, I got put through all this, I might look into a hitman, but I'm not telling anybody to do that. Covering my ass.
Tonight, a spokesman for Cosby said this is justice and justice for Black America.
See, that was a statement that kind of pissed me off. I mean, why even go there? Why even say Black America? You know, I've talked about this. Are we willing to go so far in one direction for a race of people, a sexual orientation of people, at the detriment of other people's rights as well, too? What about women's rights? Why? I just think that is just so fucking insensitive to even bring that up, because you're talking about Black America's rights. What about women's rights? What about the women that have been sexually assaulted or abused? What about their rights? That's why I hate lawyers. Lawyers are all out there just to get that little soundbite so everybody knows who they are. Just like Jose Baez and Chaney Mason during the Casey Anthony trial. They're all the same. They're nothing but a bunch of snakes in the grass.
One of the prosecutors from the trial, Kristen Gibbons Fedden, firing back.
I'm disturbed. I'm distressed that they are again exploiting our thirst for justice.
And by the way, that woman that you just heard, she is a Black woman. So what about her? Black America, what about her rights? She is a black woman, obviously upset. She doesn't feel the same way that Cosby attorney does because she's black. She's a female. So why even bring that up? Like I said, is that a shot across the bow to the defense or the prosecution? Because it really does seem like it is. It's like a big fuck you to black females.
In his name.
Stephanie joins us now from outside Bill Cosby's home.
Say what you want. I love Lester Holt. I actually got to screen a phone call because I was actually screening the phone calls on the Phillips file that day. Lester fucking Holt called into the Phillips file and did probably like one of the best interviews that I have ever heard on Real Radio 104.1. And I was so nervous to pick it up to be able to hear Lester Holt with those golden pipes that he has say hello, ask me how I'm doing before I put him on the air. But Lester would never. He is a professional to the T. Everything about him is professional. But I would love, see, that's why I know that I've bitched about opinionated journalism. But I would love to hear Lester's opinion on this thing as a black man hosting one of the biggest national news in primetime on NBC. I just would love to hear his opinion.
Stephanie, has the DA who brought the charges reacted this evening?
Yeah, he has, Lester. Kevin Steele says Cosby was convicted by a jury and then released on a procedural issue. He says he hopes today's decision doesn't deter women who are victims of sexual assault from coming forward.
All right, this is going to be the last thing that I have to say about the Cosby stuff. But I absolutely hate when somebody fucks up down the line. If it's a lawyer or a cop, they didn't have a warrant or whatever. And we all know that these people did it. We all know that they are guilty as fuck. But we are a land of laws here in the United States. So we got to follow the laws that are in place, even though it really, really sucks that this asshole is out free and walking. The only thing that we can take comfort in is that he is old. And hopefully, he'll die. Hopefully, he will die of natural causes. Hopefully, it's one of the ones that's going to be excruciating when he goes out. And it just makes people disappointed in our legal system that we have set up. That even though we got a lot of evidence to nail his balls to the wall, we got to let him go over some procedural bullshit. As America is getting ready to celebrate its 245th birthday coming up on July 4th, 2021, a lot of people are buying fireworks. Now, here in the South, in the state of Florida, they really don't give a fuck. I mean, you can get anything that you want to get now. You can get those mortars that shoot up, do those big-ass sky blooms that you see at all these professional ones. Because back in the day, you could not buy any of that stuff. You could only buy the shitty-ass fireworks. You know, especially growing up in the South, we always would have Roman candle fights where we would shoot. I mean, it was so dumb. As you know, one of the stunts that I used to do, I think I did it twice at the BRN, the Bubba Radio Network, is the 4th of July fireworks thing. I remember one year they actually loaded 200 pounds worth of firecrackers all around my body as I'm wearing a race car fire suit and a helmet as they shoot Roman candles at me. And I look, that could have went very horribly wrong. The worst part of it was breathing in all the smoke because it took a while for all the firecrackers to explode. But in other states, I mean, they completely ban them. Like in California, I guess they have pretty strict firework laws of what you can or cannot buy. But one of the best places to get fireworks in the whole continental United States is south of the border. And I'm not talking Mexico. It is a little spot in South Carolina before you cross the Mason-Dixon line, that you can get every single firework imaginable. I know growing up in the state of Florida, we had the real shitty ones. We had the little black round disc that turned into the snakes. I think the coolest thing that we had was the little moving tanks. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about, but it would be a tank. You'd light the ass end. It would roll on its little cardboard wheels, and then it would stop, and then it would shoot some stuff out of the cannon. But we actually had to stop buying those because our Rottweiler would end up actually attacking the tank. In 1 year, accidentally picked it up and thought, like, oh, I got to protect my owners. I got to protect my owners. No, that shit burned the fuck out of her mouth. But what the L.A. Police Department did yesterday just made things worse. Because there was this dude that they found. I guess he had bought them in another state and brought them to California to be able to turn a profit. And the cops turned a good situation into a bad situation.
Na 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 na. We're completely fucked, completely fucked. We're completely fucked.
I have been posting more and more to TikTok. The original reason that I got on TikTok was to be able to find sound drops to be able to use for this show. And from this point forward, whenever I play any news stories where somebody really fucked up, this is exactly what I'm going to play. Because I can only imagine what the cops were thinking when they put all the explosions, all the fireworks that they had, because they thought it was too dangerous to transport. And we've all seen those little boxes that law enforcement have. Well, they're not little boxes, but these are boxes that are supposed to withstand a pretty big explosion. And all these fireworks that they confiscated from this guy, they decided to put in the box and detonate it because they thought it was too dangerous to be able to transport. And that's why I played this song.
Na 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 na. We're completely fucked, completely fucked. We're completely fucked.
A powerful, massive explosion shook this South LA neighborhood. This is our footage from Air 7 HD of the aftermath from the blast.
I've always wondered why the reporters and the TV news stations still do that, where they include HD in the title of their helicopter cameras or their cameras and stuff. Isn't pretty much everything in HD now? I don't know anybody. You can get the shittiest phone in the world. I'm talking a drug dealer burner phone. And it, at the very least, is going to be able to shoot 720p, which is considered high definition. All these other news stations, they try to outdo each other. You know, because we are dumb enough to believe just because one station names their Doppler radar 9000, the next station that names it 10,000 actually has a better one. No, they're just throwing numbers out there to confuse their audience. The audience that is dumb enough to believe that, oh, my Doppler radar is better than your Doppler radar. Our helicopter camera is in HD. No, everything's in HD now.
Broken glass everywhere on the street. The bomb squad truck, just a ball of twisted metal. The force of the explosion, strong enough to push over a truck. The bomb squad truck exploding right next to this home, now littered with broken glass and children's toys scattered across the floor. Earlier in the day, LAPD removed 5,000 pounds of fireworks on pallets with a forklift, then put them on a semi-truck, and that truck drove away.
I've talked about this before. I am a big fan of dialects, accents. This guy just said semi-truck when everybody in the South says semi-truck. What the fuck is a semi-truck? I mean, it's weird. I talked about this whenever I went down with my friend Addie after her uncle passed away, hanging out with all the Italians from Long Island. Because when you get a bunch of Italians from a Long Island together, their accents are just, like, amplified. It gets out of control. And we were talking about, like, different words and stuff. I think one of Addie's uncles was like, how do you say coffee? How do you say tomato? How do you say pecan? All those different types of things, but I've never heard anybody call something a semi-truck.
LAPD found other devices that they thought were too dangerous to move, and they were put into the LAPD bomb squad containment truck, and that's what caused the catastrophic explosion. The explosion busted out the windows of nearly every business in the area, including a laundromat.
Na 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 na. We're completely fucked, completely fucked. We're completely fucked.
Do the Leo? Do the law enforcement officers do they not know what the explosion box is rated for? Because they said 5,000 pounds of fireworks. Shouldn't there be like some kind of like little chart that tells you if you're good enough to be able to put 5,000 pounds of fireworks in an explosion box that is supposed to contain the explosion, but instead you blow out every single window within a city block? Yeah.
Na 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 na. We're completely fucked, completely fucked. We're completely fucked.
At least 9 people were hurt in the explosion. Stretchers could be seen moving away from the area of the blast.
Na 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 na. We're completely fucked, completely fucked. We're completely fucked.
If you don't know by now, I'm kind of like a child. And the reason that I'm overplaying this, I know you're probably getting tired of it. Probably like, oh, Tuttle must not be doing too well today because he's kind of using that completely fucked song as a crutch. No, I'm just a child with a new toy. It'll go away soon, and it will just be randomly used in appropriate situations.
So we're still standing right over here by the press conference. So what you're seeing now is across the corner, about 2 blocks away from where we are. The police have moved us away from this area. That is the laundromat. That is a part of where the explosion occurred, that area right over there. And now we have moved away. This has brought out a lot of people here in the South Los Angeles community, people just lining the streets here trying to figure out what's going on. Of course, this is a very cautionary tale.
All right. I don't want anybody to think that I'm accusing this guy of doing drugs. But it is California. Are you listening to the way he's breathing? Maybe it's just because I'm wearing headphones and I'm able to hear it. But I can always, in between words, I hear, like, is his septum completely gone from a bunch of cocaine use? Like I said, it is California. Cocaine is everywhere. And you know what? I'm not saying that I'm judging this guy. Because, you know what? I say, hell yeah. I will watch any story with a reporter that is high on cocaine. Allegedly. I'm not saying this guy is, but I would watch a reporter that was a cokehead.
Heading into the July 4th holiday coming up just this weekend, Safe and Sane Fireworks, LAPD. People talk about it every single year, and this is a really important example about why making sure you're safe every year.
Anyways, I just wanted to play that for you. Because I just thought that it was completely ridiculous. You got a guy that is just trying to make a quick buck. You know, he probably got furloughed from a really, really good job during the pandemic. He thought of this way to be able to make some money. And you guys, you know, confiscated all of his fireworks that he probably, you know, saved up for, did whatever he needed to do to be able to buy those fireworks to turn a profit. And then you take it out to your little explosion box thinking, oh, this is a great idea. And no, you basically blow out every single window in every single building within a city block. Gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few seconds. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions? Comments? Concerns? Compliments? Or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com.
It's Tuttle with 2 D's, dumbass.
It's time
time for the Orlando Weekly Best of 2021.
Right you are, Amy, and we need your help.
Wait, you need my help?
No, the listeners' help.
Oh, the Tuttle Daily Podcast listeners' help. Apologies, I thought you meant... anyway.
Okay, thanks, Amy. Yes, fans, that's right. Our boy has been nominated for Orlando Weekly's Best Orlando Podcast.
And what a journey it's been for Tuttle, from the pinnacles of terrestrial radio and having various instruments inserted into his rectum to making an attempt at rebuilding his broadcasting career by starting a podcast with nothing more than an iPhone 7 in a late model PT Cruiser.
Look, being nominated for Orlando Weekly's Best of 2021 podcast hasn't been easy. Sure, the other nominees have fancy stuff like studios with chairs and air conditioning, actual microphones, reliable Wi-Fi, running water.
The point is this, Josh. Our guy Tuttle is back on the air and needs your help to push him over the finish line and into the graces of Orlando audio royalty.
Indeed, Amy. You can vote at tuttle.net/vote.
Let's show the people that Tuttle is back and here to stay. Again, vote for the Tuttle Daily Podcast at tuttle.net/vote.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Make sure you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or upload any new content. I did a live stream last night and actually thinking about doing another one tonight. I got an appearance on Tom and Dan at 1 p.m. today. I got a lot of great stuff going on. I'm going out to the Orlando City soccer match this Saturday. It's been a while since I've been to one of the games. Speaking of Orlando, we had a real-life Grand Theft Auto situation. And what I mean by that is, if you played Grand Theft Auto back in the day when it first came out, I mean, you could carjack people, you could pick up a hooker, you could beat a random person, you could just do a drive-by shooting. But then they made it where, like, oh man, we got to step up the game, because when cops are chasing our players, they got to have other options to be able to get away. So then they started making it where you could jump in helicopters, fly airplanes, do whatever, pretty much whatever you want to do when it comes to being a criminal. And that is exactly what happened in Orlando yesterday.
This is the airport where deputies say the suspect rammed a stolen vehicle into a fence before attempting to steal a helicopter to fly away.
All right, so what I need to know from you as a reporter, I need to find out, because you guys know who this is, because you get into it later into the story. I need to know, did this guy actually know how to fly a helicopter? Because if you are just jumping into a helicopter and you've never flown or do not know how to fly a helicopter, that's pretty ballsy. You're either just psychotic, or you don't give a fuck, or you just don't want to go to jail.
And witnesses we spoke to say they are still shaken up. A frightening crime spree across Osceola County happened early Tuesday morning in this Kissimmee neighborhood. The destructive rampage began with a crash followed by a burglary at Monoir Chaudry's home.
He broke the back door.
I'm always looking for out-of-context sound drops, but to be able to have an Indian man saying, "He broke my back door," oh, bet your ass I'm going to be using that sound drop on my show as much as I can.
He broke the back door and he came inside and grabbed the key.
The only thing more shocking than the break-in into Chaudry's home was when Osceola County Sheriff's Office identified the 31-year-old suspect, Brandon Marty, a former University of Miami football player.
It's all about the youth. It's all about the youth. It's all about the youth.
I know that I got listeners, supporters all around the world. And you're probably like, well, why is Tuttle playing It's All About the You? Well, it's from the documentary that Billy Corbin did. Uncle Luke from Two Live Crew, big supporter of the Miami Hurricanes football team down in South Florida. If you have never watched that documentary, I highly, highly suggest it. Because it talks about the rise and fall of the Miami Hurricanes and how it got built. Because they had swagger. They did whatever they wanted to do. I remember when they played Notre Dame in that big game up in South Bend. They labeled it as Catholics versus convicts. That's pretty much all I got to say to be able to describe the University of Miami Hurricanes.
As the man who stormed through this house before the brazen carjacking.
I wake up and I run. I came here and I saw the door is open.
Chaudhry says he can't believe this is how his car was returned after the former linebacker peeled out of the parking lot in the family vehicle.
Very high speed.
But this was just one part of the bizarre crime spree. Deputies say Marty went on to crash the stolen vehicle at Kissimmee Gateway Airport before a violent confrontation while attempting to carjack an airport employee.
We robbed something. Not just the police out here. Well, of course we robbed.
Air traffic control capturing the disorienting chaos while deputies say Marty tried stealing a helicopter.
This is the America we are now living in, people. We need to just face it. We are, as a country, are living in Grand Theft Auto.
High above ground, you can see how deputies ultimately made an arrest. Deputies forced to use a stun gun to subdue Marty before he attempted another carjacking. Chaudhry says he is just relieved it's over and is now working to repair his car.
The whole community is scared now.
Now, Kissimmee police say Marty is facing multiple charges, including resisting arrest, grand theft auto, and trespassing. Reporting in Kissimmee, Nikki Zizaza, getting results, News 6.
By the way, this is how the news works. You know, this Brandon Marty, this guy that they're talking about that did all the carjackings, trying to steal a helicopter, the guy really did not play that much at the University of Miami. I'm looking at his stats, and Brandon Marty, who was a linebacker, let's see what year, back in 2008, Brandon Marty's stats pretty much says that he played in zero games, was a linebacker. I love how the news does that. You know, that's also not fair to the University of Miami. I know technically he was a player. He was a linebacker on the Hurricanes football team. But why are you trying to put that on the University of Miami when the guy, I'm looking at his stats right here. It said that he never played a single game during his career at the University of Miami. I'm almost feeling like I'm becoming a Nancy Grace. Because I've already covered one court case, and that was the Bill Cosby case at the beginning of the show. But I wanted to play this next audio story for you because I find it very, very interesting. This 19-year-old kid killed his father by drowning him during a baptism because it was also, it was kind of like a baptism slash exorcism. And he drowned his dad, killed him. The kid is only 19. Now, I really do think with the religious freedoms that we have in this country that this kid is going to get off from killing his father and drowning him in a lake, claiming that it was an exorcism slash baptism.
Prosecutor explained today that the 19-year-old Duxbury man charged with killing his father told police that he was trying to baptize his dad and exorcise the man's demons when his father apparently drowned. WBZ's Bill Shields has the story tonight from Duxbury.
They did locate the victim, Scott Callahan, submerged in the water.
19-year-old Jack Callahan could not hold back the tears. But police say early Monday morning at a pond in Duxbury, the 19-year-old could not hold back his anger at his father.
For most people, when you see a defendant, you know, like a kid that's claiming that he killed his dad in a lake because of a baptism slash exorcism, and he's crying, do you know that sociopaths, psychotic type people, people that are mass murderers or serial killers, they can turn on the emotions, even though they do not completely understand what emotions are, how normal people are supposed to act. And what is normal? Like, seriously, my normal might be different than your normal, but just because this kid is crying in court, I mean, this kid could have had this whole thing planned. How can I kill my dad? He actually cut off the Wi-Fi. He actually took away my PlayStation 5 or Xbox 360. I think I might be way off. I think they've already come up with a newer version of the Xbox. But what I'm trying to say is this kid might be a sociopath, might be a serial killer. And it was like, what is the best? Oh, my dad is a religious guy. I could talk him into doing an exorcism slash baptism, and I can take him out because he turned off my Wi-Fi.
He described that he was holding his father in the pond on his back like a baby, that he continually dunked the father's head in the water about 4 to 8 times, that when the father started to cough and choke, he would lift his head up, and then when the father started to fight and strike him, he pushed the head back down to the water.
If I'm being honest, this kid is going to get off. I mean, with all the criminal cases that we've had, Casey Anthony getting off. If Casey Anthony, where there was so much evidence against her for killing her daughter Kaylee, can get off with all the religious right in our country, which I think is complete and absolute bullshit, that is the real problem that we're having in our country today. Organized religion. Most of the wars we've ever fought in the world is over religion. But guess what? I bet this kid gets off. I mean, I would be willing to take bets and give out odds on if this kid is going to be found guilty or not guilty.
Early Monday morning here at Island Creek Pond in Duxbury, Jack Callahan got into a fight with his father, Scott. Investigators say the 57-year-old had started drinking again, and the son tried to stop it. But at 12:30 a.m., it all went sideways.
He pushed the head back down into the water. He did so until his father was no longer struggling and floating.
But Jack's defense attorney says the young man has mental health issues.
We'll be getting the benefit of putting him in a place where he could be evaluated, the doctor can see him, and we can find out what, if any, mental health issues that we're dealing with, whether it's lack of criminal responsibility.
This is all, dude, this kid is getting so off. This is a double defense. I mean, he's using the insanity plea on top of religious freedom. There is no way that this kid does not walk.
Still, the entire event is very murky.
I swear to God, local news is so goddamn corny. Because do you want to know what video, what picture they're showing when the guy brings up the double entendre or the pun, whatever you want to define it as, when he says the case is still murky? They're showing the murky waters of the lake that this 19-year-old killed his father in.
You can rest assured that we'll do everything that we can to make sure we get to the bottom of this as best as we can and go from there.
You heard defense attorney Reddington ask for a mental health evaluation in Bridgewater State Hospital. He's convinced that 19-year-old Jack Callahan needs that, but the judge sent the young man to jail. Reporting live in Duxbury, I'm Bill Shields, WBZ News.
Bill Shields needs to be like the guy that was covering the fireworks explosion out in California. He needs to do a key bump of cocaine before he gets on the air because, man, he is definitely slowing down on the backstretch. Gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few seconds to wrap up the show. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport. Want to support the show?
go to paypal.me/pedalontheradio.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast, last segment of the day. Make sure you go to my website, Tuttle.net, especially Tuttle.net/vote, so you can vote for me when it comes to the Orlando Weekly, Best of Orlando, Best Podcast Not on the Radio. The final story that I want to get into, we all have pet peeves, just things that absolutely annoy the piss out of us. And I absolutely hate it. Like, I will almost, to the point, almost bump draft somebody, side draft them, get in front of them, and kind of brake check them. But if you are driving down the road in the state of Florida just because it's raining too hard with your caution lights on, you are a complete asshole. And I was watching Channel 6 News, Local 6, here in Orlando, WKMG, with Justin Wormuth and Trooper Steve, which I think that is such a great gimmick, for you to be able to get a former Florida Highway Patrolman to be your traffic guy and also talk about some of the rules and laws when it comes to driving in Central Florida. It is brilliant. But I did not know this. They just changed the laws when it comes to driving down the interstate with your hazard lights on, because before, it was illegal as fuck. It's just nobody ever got pulled over. What trooper, what cop, what law enforcement officer wants to pull over somebody driving down the road with their hazard lights on when it's raining?
Today we're talking about a new law that affects millions of drivers.
Yes, a new law. Check this out. This question came in because of how things have changed. Did the hazard light law really change? You heard me right. Listen, I put this a little disclaimer in the beginning of this.
I know that I'm going to sound like I'm nitpicking, but did they even give Trooper Steve a microphone? Because Justin Wormuth, the big swinging dick that is known as Justin Wormuth, sounds like $1 million, but it sounds like Trooper Steve is speaking off the microphone. But yeah, hazard lights are not made for people to be driving down the road. Hazard lights are for when you're pulled off the side of the road and you want people to be able to see you. Because I know when I'm going down the interstate, because I am a seasoned veteran when it comes to riding in the state of Florida on any of the interstates, especially the deadliest, shortest interstate in the whole country, which is I-4. And when I'm rolling up on you and I see your caution lights on, I think you're stopped in the lane of traffic.
At no point in time do law enforcement officers create the laws.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if we were included, there probably might be some sense.
Nah, if law enforcement was in charge of making the rules, we would all be completely fucked.
Nah, 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 nah. We're completely fucked, completely fucked. We're completely fucked.
Involved in this, but there isn't. So this is what has changed. You can now drive with your hazard lights on in the rain. But there are two things specific that allow you to do this. And this is what we're talking about. It's going to be anytime the speed limit is 55 or higher, you must be on a highway and only in heavy rain or extremely dense fog.
Well, isn't that kind of a gray area? Because if you give people in America any leeway, they're definitely going to take advantage of it. So, like, what is it? How thick does the fog have to be? How heavy does the rain have to be? Because I'm telling you, if it's heavy-ass fog and maybe it's pouring just straight, pouring cats and dogs, and I can't see, and I roll up on somebody that's got their hazard lights on, yeah, I'm going to be slamming on my brakes. I think this is a horrible decision by the state of Florida.
So you can now drive like that. However, hazard lights still indicate that there is something wrong with your car.
Right.
So listen, I am putting it out there along with a lot of local law enforcement officers. If you feel still necessary to activate your hazard lights on, that means you don't feel comfortable driving.
Yeah, get off the road, pussy. Now, most of the people that are the ones that are using their hazard lights are tourists. They're Brits, they're Spaniards, they're Europeans, wherever they're coming from, to come to Disney World, Universal Studios, Gatorland, Legoland, whatever it may be. They don't know the rules. They cannot handle the wet season in the state of Florida during the summertime.
So you shouldn't be driving. Exit the highway anyway. Maybe take a break. I'm always encouraging drivers, take that break, whether you're tired, whether the conditions are uncomfortable for you.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Anyways, the only reason that I played that story, because it is a pet peeve of mine, it makes me so furious whenever I see people driving down the road with their hazard lights on. All right, guys, gonna take off. I gotta get ready for my interview coming up at 1 o'clock with A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan. If you want to check it out, go to twitch.tv/TomandDanLive. Hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchUup.com, and PocketFairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Sirach. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two D's .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.